Dr. Imtiaz Suleiman from Gift of the Givers is joining me on Google Hangout to talk about Pierre Corky, a teacher from Bloemfontein that is being held hostage in Yemen by Al-Qaeda. Dr. Suleiman, can you tell me what is the most up-to-date information you have on Pierre's situation?
At the moment, we've cooled down negotiations simply because we need them to give them time to think, and we have nothing else to offer. If we meet them within the next 24 hours, the first question they're going to ask us is, where's the ransom money? And you know for a fact that we don't have $3 million. And the moment we say that to them, they're going to get very annoyed and irritated, and they may cut the extension by 2 weeks. It's very, very possible. So we're just keeping a friendly relationship. But actually, from Saturday up to today, we just haven't called them. They know that the South African deputy minister has been in the country. They know he has talked to the prime minister and other government officials. So they probably assume that we're busy with that, which suits us fine.
Okay, and can you just expand a little bit more on what the government has been doing to help speed up this process?
Well, you know, the government's viewpoint is very clear. Our government and most governments around the world, it's very clear that they don't negotiate with terrorists. And secondly, they don't pay any ransom money. But they try to do it through different, not paying ransom money, but doing talks through different manners, all trying to go through the media or some kind of a public announcement. Our government was informed of this last year in May. At that point, when it happened, they did send a team to fetch the two children. The two teenage children were left behind in Yemen, and our government fetched them and brought them home. But since then till now, of course, they couldn't do much because they don't talk to terrorists. But the ambassador from Saudi Arabia, Mr. Mohammed Sadiq Jaffer, who represents both South Africa in Saudi Arabia and Yemen, simply because we don't have an embassy in Yemen, was in constant contact with my office in Yemen.
And Dr. Suleiman, on that note, are you worried if we do give the ransom money, this will encourage terrorists in future to kidnap foreigners for money?
Yes, that's a fear from a government point of view and from a civilian population point of view, anywhere in the world, you're afraid that once you pay a ransom, they will be encouraged to take more hostages. But from a family point of view, if your sister or your brother or your child is kidnapped, those kind of things are not your concern. You would do anything possible to take a family member out from a hostage situation, irrespective of what the implications may be. No human being in his right mind is going to say, okay, I'm going to leave my father there, because if I take him out, maybe they're going to capture somebody else. It's fine, let them kill him. Nobody's ever going to say that.
So you've mentioned that the negotiations are in a cooling down period at the moment. Can you take me through what the negotiations are like on the ground?
It's very complicated because you can never be sure of the adversary. On the one hand, they're very nice and friendly. What happened in the first week? Anas, my office representative, was invited for breakfast with Al-Qaeda. Can you imagine that? He went to their house. He was eating with them because they had trust and faith in him. The first 4 days, I told him, Anas, your only job now is to build a trust and relationship with them. Because if they don't trust you, everything else that we do is going to be meaningless. And in the process, they may kill you also. So you have to build trust and faith. Thereafter, they took him in their cars. They even knew where he stayed. He made it very clear where he was staying. It was very transparent and very open, showing that we had no hidden agenda. We didn't come with any other purpose except to release Yolandi, and that's what we wanted to speak to them about. The other strange thing is, which I don't expect anywhere else for this to happen, he took pictures of all our projects that we were doing in Yemen. He took project folders. And can you imagine that again? Al-Qaeda guys sitting at a table, looking at all these project pictures and analyzing all the work that is done in Yemen. And on that basis saying, yes, okay, you guys have done a lot of stuff here. Maybe we can consider giving Yolandi to you for free. And then on Friday morning, when you get to fetch Yolandi, there's a whole change of mood again. We promise you, Yolandi, you can have her for free, but you got 8 days. We need $3 million, or you know what we're capable of. A complete change in the tone, in the attitude, and very menacing. And then the guy who hands Yolandi over tells the other guy, tell Yolandi what we are saying. So when he starts speaking, Anas tells the guy, please don't say that. You know what? It's too harsh. Let me explain it to her more gently. She's not in a right frame of mind to listen to this. He says, no, it has to be said right now the way we're saying it. So as they say it, Anas changes the words around. He doesn't say the words they are saying. He translates something completely different. The guy looks him in the eye and tells him, you didn't say what I said. So I asked Anas, does this guy speak English? And Anas says, not a word. So I said, and how does he know that you changed the words around? He said, it must be my body language or in something he must have perceived in the way I was saying it. So then Anas says the words correctly. And what are the words? You've got 8 days. We want $3 million. Otherwise, next week Sunday, pierhead in a box to you.
Well, they seem very unpredictable. I know you yourself have spoken with them on the phone. Have they shown this demeanor to you as well?
The guy was totally emotionless, the guy that spoke on the phone. When I spoke to him, I grilled him on religious grounds, saying that what you're doing is incorrect. Can you answer me? And I took him step by step. He just answered with no emotion, whatever I told him.